Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. Well, we're from where I'm staying at, where I live in my time zone. It is morning time right now. It is morning time, and I just want to say good morning. It's been a while since I brought you a podcast on this One New Man podcast that I have here. But I just been on just this morning. It's just been amazing. These last 2 days, these last days, being that, we have been celebrating the fall feast. If you're not familiar with it, I truly and honestly, just read Leviticus chapter 23, because these holy days, okay, these fall feasts represent the Lord's return. We just went through the trumpets, the Day of Trumpets, and then we went right into the Day of Atonement just the other day, and then right into, we're going to be experiencing the Tabernacles on Sunday, the Feast of Tents or Tabernacles. If you're not familiar with these holy days, they're God's appointed holy days. I'm just scratching the surface, but right now I was just getting into the Word of God, and just he started ministering to me. And so on these holy days, he joins us in the heavens. If you can actually believe, and I truly, this is to all believers, if you believe in the Lord, then you actually believe that he appointed these days as holy, okay? They are divinely appointed by God's mouth. Nobody made them up. Man did not make them up. Israelites didn't make them up. God spoke, okay? The creator of the universe spoke, okay? And he says, these are my divinely appointed days. I want you to join with me on these days, because this is how we communicate with him in unity as we celebrate these holy days, these fall feasts, okay? And also the spring feast, okay? But right now we're in the holy days. And so I just wanted to bring this podcast to you because it's been a while. And, I just start speaking into the air, if you want to say, because as the Lord ministers to my heart, I start speaking truth. I start speaking truth, like if it's a sermon, okay? And so this is how this all began back in the day. Back in the day when I used to just study his word in the mornings, and I would end up talking into the air, and it wasn't me. It was just the Spirit of God in me, and then at the end of my, whatever it is, after I speak my mind or speak the Lord's mind through me, I would end up saying, wow, I should have recorded that. And so, and then I would say, oops, so then what I started to do, I started recording them and audio. Okay. So this just happened to me again, just a minute ago. I've been making a lot of videos. I've been going through God's words. And so today this is just off the fly. Okay. It wasn't prepared. Okay. It wasn't prepared at all. I don't even have scriptures prepared now, but he always brings them to my remembrance. And so this morning I was just going through it because I've been reading a book. Okay. It's by my good friend, Pastor Jake McKendall's at Stanford Ministries. And, I just got to the part, okay, right here. It is called For Uncertain Times. Okay. For Uncertain Times. You got to check it out. I'll leave it in the description box. Maybe you could check it out. It's actually a devotion, and it's actually very awesome, But the point it got, because he goes through the different empires, okay? And he goes through the different empires. So it's a devotional. It's a 40-day devotional. Just very powerful, because it's a devotional, but in a different way. Okay, what do I mean by that? It goes by. It's prophetically. He talks through Daniel. He talks through all the empires that in the book of Daniel refers to, starting from the Babylonian captivity to the Medo-Persian captivity, and next he'll probably going to go into the Grecian or Greek. So these empires that actually invaded Israel, okay, invaded Jerusalem. And so this, when I got going and I started speaking into the air, I got to the point that I said, wow, thank you, Lord. I should have recorded that. I should have recorded that. And so let's see if I could I just said, what, why not get back on my podcast and record this for you guys, okay, as it's going on right now, as I'm in the spirit, okay? Because you know, I just, the day of the Lord is at hand. Repent, follow his ways. What are his ways? These are his Moedim. That's what I've been saying earlier. His ways have not changed. He came to say that he did not abolish his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, his holy days. Okay, he came back to actually set all the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He put them in place in all the different denominations, as you can say, back in the time of the apostles, all the denominations that had grown into different ways and different sects, S-E-C-T-S, because when you say that word too fast, it might sound like another word, but sect, okay? So, you know, he came back to reprimand the Pharisees, you know? He says, why are you misusing my laws? Why are you misusing my father's laws? Okay, he was speaking, representing his father as the human being, Yeshua, the human being. Remember, he is the bread of life. He took on flesh, okay? But his human side, Jesus, Yeshua, was always saying, he was always going to his father, right? He would go to his father in prayer, and his father would tell him what to do. He would command him what to say, okay? He says, I don't represent myself. I only do what my father tells me to do, okay? So his human side, Jesus, his human side, okay, was following God's commandments, okay? And we know who Yeshua is, though. He is the bread of life. He is the word of God. He is the word of God. What is the word of God? I'm going to try to make this as simple as possible, okay? Because so many denominations this day, today, as we're living today, so many denominations tell you, no, you got to do it this way, or you got to do it this way, or you got to do it this way. When the Lord is saying, wait a minute, I told you how to do it. It's simple. Even a kid, a child could understand. He gave us his ways. He gave us his instructions. He gave them to Moses to give to the Israelites. He said, oh, that's just the Israelites. No. In Numbers chapter 15, 16, we'll go there right now, okay? We're going to go there right now because I got my Bible open here. And let's see if my memory, because this is not at all scripted. So bear with me as I look for these scriptures. Okay, so in Exodus, did I say Exodus? Yeah, no, Numbers. We're going to go to Numbers. Chapter 15, verse 16, okay? So right here, what does it say in Numbers, okay? Chapter 15, let me go to 15, verse 16, okay? Numbers 15, verse 16, okay? So here we go. I'm there now. So it says right here, the community, I'm going to take it from 15 and go into 16, okay? So it's Numbers chapter 15, 15 and 16, okay? So it says the community is to have the same rules for you and for the foreigner residing among you. Remember, this is Moses speaking to the Israelites. When they left Egypt, there was foreigners and strangers that came with them. What is a foreigner? What is a stranger? If you're not Israelite, if you're not native born Israel, if you're not natively born in Israel, then you are a foreigner or stranger. It doesn't matter where you live in the world. If you live in Mexico, if you live in the United States, if you live in China, Japan, wherever you live, all around this world, okay? If you're not native born Israelite, you are a foreigner or a stranger, okay? You are a Gentile, okay? But once you believe in Yeshua, you have been grafted into the commonwealth of Israel, okay? We're gonna go to those scriptures now. Let me go ahead and open up, and I'll read that for you just in a second. So I'm going to go to you on that right now. Other scriptures besides Numbers, okay? And I'm getting somewhere with this, okay? I'm getting somewhere with this. I know I'm all over the place right now, but just understand, I'm going to get to the point, okay? In Numbers chapter 15:15-16, it says, the community is to have the same rules for you and the foreigner residing among you. What rules? These are God's commandments. These are God's instructions. These are God's ordinances. These are God's holy days of what we've been celebrating for. I celebrate the holy days, okay? So there's one coming up on this Sunday, which is Sukkot. I'm sorry, the Feast of Tabernacles, if you want to put it that way, or the Feast of Tents. We just got through the Day of Atonement, okay? And we started off with the Feast of Trumpets. These are divinely appointed, okay, by God himself. He spoke them as forever. They weren't just for them, for then. No, it was forever, okay? So 15, it says, in Numbers 15, it says, the community is to have the same rules for you and the foreigner residing among you. This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. You and the foreigner, once again, shall be the same. Okay, you and the foreigner shall be the same. So he's speaking to the Israelites. You, all you Israelites here, and the foreigner, you Gentiles, shall be the same before the Lord. Verse 16, the same laws and the same regulations will apply both to you and to the foreigner residing among you. Okay, so there it is there. And we got other scriptures for that. So I'm just going to go ahead and not bring you those scriptures now, but maybe I will in a second or two. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and bring you something else there. So I don't want to lose my train of thought. So in this book by Pastor Jake McCandles, it's called For Uncertain Times, okay? I will leave it in the description box, so go ahead and go there, check it out for yourself. It's a very good devotional book. It takes you through what the Israelites went through. And so as I was reading this, it just, the Spirit started speaking to my heart, you know? And like I said, I started speaking a sermon out in the air, and I said I should have recorded it. So I'm just going to go back to what the Lord was speaking through me, okay? So right here on this is, I read this devotional, okay? And so I'm on day number, or week number 4, I believe it's 21, okay? Day 21, week number 4. Okay, so I get to the point, it says, in this period, you got to read it for yourself, but it just goes through all the curses. Because God says there will be blessings if you follow my instructions, and there will be curses if you go against and you transgress, or you go against my instructions. And we know that they failed and they walked away time and time again. We know Jeremiah was sent to them, and even Jeremiah says, if you repent now, he was trying to tell them, if you repent, you come back to him. What does he mean by come back to him? Come back to his ways. Come back to his instructions. Come back to following his instructions, his Moedim. Don't walk away from me. If you come back now, I will forgive you. Okay, so no, they did not. No, they did not. They walked away, just like all of us have transgressed his ways. But he's telling all of us, come back. Come back to my ways. The Lord Jesus, Yeshua said, follow me. Follow my ways. Follow my instructions. They're not a burden. They're not heavy. They're a yoke. There is a yoke, but it is light. What saves us is faith in Jesus Christ. That's faith. What saves us is faith, believing in Yahweh, believing in Yehovah, Yeshua, our Lord God and Savior. He is one. Believing in him, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, he is one. That is faith that saves you. And then he says, now these are my instructions. So very simple. And so many have disregarded this because they take Paul out of context in the New Testament. Never once did he say, Jesus says, I did not come to abolish the law. I did not come to abolish my ways. I came to enforce them. In other words, I'm paraphrasing, but he says, until heaven and earth pass away, not a jot or tittle. That means not a letter from his laws, from his ways, will be abolished. Not one will be changed. And if anybody wants to add to them or take away from them, they're deserving of the plagues. Okay, they're deserving of plagues on them. Okay, if you want to add to his word, add to his instructions, or take away. Okay, so anyhow, they're the same laws, they're the same ways. And so I was reading this. And I read this part. It says, in this time period, the Jewish people faced the greatest threat they've ever faced. They had weathered times of national distress, loss of freedom, and their entire way of life and homeland threatened. But in this threat, their existence was on the line. Fortunately, God's providence, his mercy, and his grace had already prepared a rescue. Remember, always a remnant. Remember his forgiveness. Remember his mercy. He is full of mercy. He is full of love. He is full of compassion. And he's full of grace. But he wants us to return to his ways. Just like I read in Numbers, this pertains to you and me, for we have been grafted in. There is no two sets of laws, one for us and one for them. There's no two sets of laws. They're the same instructions. Remember, I just read it to you in Numbers, okay? And so if you want more, okay, I'm going to read you some more, okay? Just let me get there. Remember, this is not scripted. This is not scripted at all. I don't have anything prepared, but I have certain things prepared here for you. Let me go ahead and get there. Okay. All right. Let me see. Okay. Now we've been grafted in. Here we go. Let me get there. Okay. Nope. Okay, that's not it. Okay, here we go. So, I put right here, and always remember, this is not scripted, but I'll let you know about it. I do have videos, and on my podcast, you can check out my podcast, which you're listening to this on right now, Finally Following God's Laws. I do a video on my channel on YouTube. I've been going through his laws, his different commandments. And so you could check that out on this podcast. You could go back and listen to them pertaining to this. So this is one of the actual slides that I use it's a presentation that I use on my videos. So yeah, I put right here. So if you want more scripture that you have been grafted in, we also could go to Exodus chapter 12, 49. It says the same law, okay, Exodus chapter 12, 49. The same law shall apply to both the native and the foreigner who resides among you. Amen. Okay, so if you want another one, I already read you Numbers chapter 15, 15 and 16. Another one, Leviticus chapter 24, verse 22. Verse 22 says, you are to have the same law for the foreigner, the Gentile, and the native born. I am the Lord your God. Okay, if you want another one, you say, well, that's the Old Testament. No, okay, well, here we go in Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 2, 12 and 13, 19 and 20, okay? Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, and drop down to 19 and 20. You get this. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Praise the Lord. Verse 19, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Now, you know he was speaking to the Ephesians in Ephesia, okay? And the Ephesians, okay, they were Gentiles. They've been grafted in. He's telling you, now you are grafted into the Abrahamic covenant, to the covenantal promises as Gentiles, as foreigners. And I'm leaving you my Holy Spirit so you could understand this, to follow my ways. I did not come to abolish the law. Remember, Jesus himself said this, okay? If you love me, you would follow my commandments. And that's in the book of John, okay? Chapter, I believe it's 14, verse 15, okay? So we have been grafted in. Now that we established that, okay? Yes, John chapter 14, verse 15 says, if you love me, this is Jesus, Yeshua himself says, if you love me, you would keep my commandments. You would follow my ways. Remember, he reprimanded those who were misusing his father's commandments, his father's instructions. Those were those Pharisees, those Sadducees, and those denominations back then that were misusing his laws. Okay, they're not a burden. They're not a yoke. Why do I say all this? Why do I say all this? Okay, because it's very simple. Because so many have taken the word of God out of context. So many have taken the word of God out of context. They have isolated scriptures to say that the laws don't apply to us no more. That was only for them. So many have done this. His holy days, where he communicates with us. This is so awesome. Awesome. How he communicates with his fellow believers on these holy appointed days, as I'm talking about the fall feast, okay? So this is why. So back to the book that Jake McCandles wrote. It says, in this time period, the Jewish people faced the greatest threat they've ever faced. They had weathered times of national distress, loss of freedom, had their entire way of life and homeland threatened. But in this threat, their existence was on the line. Fortunately, God's providence had already prepared a rescue. Okay, so why? That's the question. Why? Why did they face weather times? Why did they face national distress? Why did they face loss of freedom? Why did they face their homeland threatened? Okay, why did they face these things? And many of you say, because they disobeyed. Many of you will say that. We all agree, because they disobeyed. Now, let's go back further. They disobeyed what? What did they disobey? There has to be something they disobeyed. You say, well, they disobeyed God. Well, what is it? It's his instructions. It's his laws. They disobeyed his instructions. This is what caused the curses. This is what caused him to allow them to go through chastisement, to go through discipline. Remember, he sent Jeremiah to tell them, repent right now, come back. And then John the Baptist says, repent, repent. Repent. There has to be something to repent from. You can't just say repent. Well, repent of your sins. What is sin? What is sin? Well, in John, 2 John, 3 John, let me take you there. Let me see if I can find this, okay? Like I said, this is just me on the fly. My memory's not really good. But we go to I think it's 3 John, okay? I believe it's 3 John. Okay, we're going to take it from, third John. Let me go to first John. Okay, let me see. First John 3. Okay, here we go. First John chapter 3, verse 4. Okay, I'm going to tell you what sin is. If we didn't have the laws of God, his instructions, then we wouldn't know what sin was. if we didn't have the law of God, which has not been changed or abolished, we would not know what sin was. Remember, that's his standard. That's his standard that he's going to judge the nations. That's his standard that he's going to judge the wicked. That's transgression of God's law is sin. He says, where does that say? Where does it say that? 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, okay, and verse 4. We could just stay at verse 4. Okay, everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, this is a fact, sin is lawlessness. So when you hear a lot of lawlessness going on, the lawless one will be the Antichrist himself. The lawless one, the wicked are lawless because they don't abide by God's laws. Okay? Antichrist, anti-law, anti-word of God. Who's the word of God? He is the bread of life. That's Yeshua. That's God himself. So anti would be going against his instructions. There's only one set of rules, instructions, and that he wants us to abide by. And that's his laws, instructions, and his spoken holy days. It's all included. And then I went as far as to say, I remember, because dietary laws, everybody says, oh, no, the dietary laws are gone. They're a whole package. The dietary laws, his laws, his instructions, his holy days are all one package deal. And you say, well, who said? God said, these are my ways. Yehovah, Yahweh, Yeshua, all one. He's the one. He's one. Okay. He said, who said? God said. And so if somebody says, well, don't eat pork. Oh, it's just pork. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. As a believer, you should be saying it is a big deal. Why is it a big deal? Why is it a big deal? And it's simple. It's simple. Because God said. Well, why can't I eat pork? Because God said. That's all you need to know. Why can't I eat dogs or whatever? Because God said. That should be enough for you. Because God said. Because God says, I don't want you to do this. Well, don't you think the God of the universe knows what he's talking about? Don't you think he knows just a little? Huh? I'm being sarcastic. Why? Because God is all-knowing. Can't you comprehend the knowledge of God? You cannot comprehend. You cannot comprehend him. He's too deep. He's too vast. So if the God, creator of all the world, says, don't do this, do you think it's important? It is important. It doesn't matter. Because God says. Okay? So, 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. 1 John 3, verse 4. Everyone who sins breaks the law. So how are you going to know what sin is if you don't read it? So this is what you call the Torah, the first four books of the Bible. That's the Torah. That's his law, not Moses' law. He gave them to Moses, but God spoke them. You'll find everything in those first four books. Study it. Okay, so why do I mention this verse? So let me continue. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins. And in him is no sin. Amen. So he went and he took upon the curses of all transgressors, including me and you, because we've all transgressed his ways and his laws. But you can't say, okay, well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for dying for my sins. Now, I'm going to go ahead and break your laws. I'm paraphrasing, but guess who else said that? Paul. okay? Paul was teaching God's laws, okay? So if you say, oh, thank you, Lord, all the curses that come along with breaking your law, all the penalties, you died a brutal death, because the only thing that could pay for Okay, so sorry about that break there in this episode as I was recording on this podcast. You know, I feel kind of foolish because I wasn't realizing that this is only 30 minutes. So actually, like I started out, okay, this podcast, okay, you guys are, you know, laughter is good for the soul. So maybe I'm going to make you laugh right now. Because I know as I'm finishing this message, okay, I got cut off, okay, and you're going to notice it, okay? So this is me returning back to the mic. You know, a neighbor was actually knocking on my door. And so the only way I would have realized this, and actually I did go over the 30 minute maximum that's on this Anchor. It's by Anchor by Spotify. It's a podcast that I use to record. Well, there's a limit of 30 minutes. Okay. So I don't know how long I went, but I'm sure it was close to the hour, okay? And so I think I was talking into the air as I started this podcast. I was talking into the air for at least 30 minutes, okay? So maybe less, okay? But anyhow, the only thing, I'm going to go ahead and finish this off now, and I will conclude it. I don't know. I haven't went through this podcast to see where and how much got recorded, but the first 30 minutes were solid and they were recorded. And so I left off by saying the only way that our sins, which is transgression of God's laws, okay, is paid for is by the blood of Jesus, okay? He's the one that took all the penalties, all the curses that come for transgressing his laws. All the sins, like I told you, sin is transgression of God's laws as spoken of in John, okay? John, the third book of John, John 3, I believe it's in John 3. I believe it's in verse 4. Now I'm paraphrasing, but I believe I went through that scripture already. So that's the only thing that pays for the penalties. So are we going to continue breaking his laws, continue breaking his instructions when we already know what they are? We already know what they are. Now, if you want a list, then go to my videos, okay? Go to my Finally Following God's Laws, okay? Remember, the Lord says they're not a burden. Who was putting the burden on the people was the Pharisees, okay? They were adding to the law. They were using it. They were misusing his laws, okay? And so they're not a burden, but there is a yoke, and it is light. The Lord told us his yoke is light, okay? So I believe that's where I left off, and that's where I will conclude this podcast for today. But I think I'm going to be making a lot more of these, okay? Because I've been, ever since I took a little break from my podcast, but I've been learning. God has been filling me with so much knowledge that I'll be bringing you more of these podcasts, okay? So I hope you enjoyed that 30 minutes or so of it. Like I said, I don't know how much I recorded in 30 minutes, but we're just going to go ahead and end this podcast now. If I go ahead and listen to it through, then I'll know where to pick up or what I wanted to add to this podcast. But like I said, if it wasn't for my neighbor, okay, a certain shout out to his name is Mario, okay? His name is Mario. I will put a shout out to him because if it wasn't for him, I would have kept going, just speaking into the air because I didn't have that screen open. And so I didn't know that it had stopped at 30 minutes, okay? So I'm grateful for my neighbor that he interrupted me. And so I had to double check. I was actually double checking if there is a pause, if I could pause this podcast and then go ahead and finish it as I pause it. But anyhow, that's how I knew that it had ended, okay? 30 minutes, okay? So go ahead and tune in again. Please share this podcast. It's called One New Man Podcast. My name is David. As you know, you can listen to the different episodes And actually, if you, you know, if you could watch them on video, Soldiers in Christ. Remember, I'm going to leave all those links in the description box. But also, I've already downloaded the Finally Following God's Laws, the ones I've been making on this podcast. So just go ahead and go through the episodes. You'll find them there. Okay. You'll find them there. So go ahead and check them out if you want to see it. Because I actually, in the special editions, I actually added some theatrics as far as video to explaining his holy days, his Moedim, God spoken, his divinely appointed days throughout the year. And so, you could go to the video, check it out, the special editions. I will include them in the description box. So, you know, I love all of you. Please share this podcast with others. There's a lot of good stuff on this podcast. You know, I do a little bit of everything. Pray for the persecuted and the oppressed, and just so many other things that I've been that the Lord has been laying on my heart. Just continue to keep me in your prayers. My name is David. Once again, I'm your beloved host, your brother in Yeshua, your brother in Christ Jesus. Please pass this along. If you need any prayers, you can message me on this podcast, okay? There's actually a button there. You should find it for yourself where you could actually message me, okay? And I don't have to put it on air, but if you want to mention something, I will put it on air if you want me to. Remember, keep it clean. But yeah, you can send me an audio clip, or you could actually send me a message, okay? And so, yeah, anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and conclude this for today. I got some things I got to do. So may you have been blessed by this episode. Catch me on my next live episode, which I always do live, unscripted. Maybe I'll have some scripts for you, scripted messages, okay? So anyhow, may the Lord be blessed. May the Lord be blessed. And I'm going to go ahead and laugh about this because I'm just looking at the screen that I'm recording on right now at this very moment. Okay. And lo and behold, if I just would read the instructions, right? If we just would read the instructions, because I'm going to make you laugh right now. Hopefully laughter is good for the soul. It says right here, right below the button where it says record. So you have to press the button and it starts recording. Okay. I had went off the screen because I was looking at the Bible online. So I didn't have this screen opened up, but right below it, it says, heads up, you can record for up to 30 minutes in your web browser. If you like to record for longer, you can use any app on your computer and then upload the file. Okay, so I would have to, if I want to record longer, I could use an app that actually records my audio message, and then I could go longer than 30 minutes, or just add this one to the next one. Okay, so it tells you heads up. Okay, so my head was up, but I was looking up to the Lord. I was speaking in the Spirit. And so my head was up and I didn't realize it was only a 30 minute max on the web browser here. So with that, I'm going to leave you guys. I love you guys once again. And remember, have a happy Feast of Tabernacles this Sunday. It's a 7-day event. I would recommend you go camping or do something. Celebrate this last fall feast, which is the Feast of Tents. We're going to be celebrating it in the millennial kingdom, the 1,000-year reign with Christ. And you can find that in Zechariah chapter 14. And I'm going to go ahead and leave you with that, okay? Once again, my name is David, One New Man Podcast. Please share it with others. Go to the description box. I'll be leaving a lot of great links for you, okay? Great because, not because it's me, because it's the Word of God. And we have to spread the good news of salvation, the Word of God. Okay. So go ahead and go to those links and check out my channel. Also Armageddon News. I'll be leaving that for Uncertain Times by Jake McCandles. Okay. And after all I went through, okay, remember, as you're reading it, if you read this book by Pastor Jake McCandles from Stanford Ministries, it's called For Uncertain Times. You could go to his website. He has other books that you go ahead and read there, or just check out his content. He's a good good friend of mine. And so I'll leave you with that. And yes, check out those links. Okay, so goodbye for now, but never forever. Today is, today is October. Today is Friday. Oh, yes. Let me forget before I leave you, okay? Have a wonderful Shabbat at sunset tonight on Friday on God's calendar, God's timing, God's calendar. Today is still Shabbat. Today at evening, as the sun is setting today on Friday, we start another Shabbat, another Sabbath day at evening time, okay? So may all of you have a blessed Shabbat service, blessed Shabbat day in honor of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, that is the eighth feast, okay? That is the eighth commanded day in Leviticus chapter 23. It starts off with the Shabbat. It starts off actually in Genesis as he created everything. He rested on the seventh day. That's when he claimed that day to be holy, holy and set apart, was when he created all things and he sat down and rested on the seventh day. This is why we celebrate the Sabbath day, which is coming up at evening on the Lord's calendar, on God's calendar. At sunset to sunset tomorrow is the Shabbat. So Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Have a blessed weekend. And remember, goodbye for now, but never forever.